This is a guided meditation. First ecstasy trip in a fetish club. This audio recording should never be used in a car or while operating any kind of machinery. A friend has invited you and your partner to a fetish club and given you some ecstasy to try for the first time. You took some an hour ago, and the relaxing euphoric effects are just starting to kick in. Lay down on your bed, or find a nice comfortable place like a sofa where you will not be disturbed. You may also play with yourself as you listen, so when you are comfortable we will begin. Take a deep breath and visualize the big puffy white clouds in a beautiful blue sky, and see the number 3 times in the clouds. 3 3 3. Take another deep breath and as you exhale, see the number 2 3 times in the clouds. 2 2 2. Your mind is clear, and your thoughts have slowed right down and are now floating past, floating away into the distance. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, see the number 1 3 times in the clouds. 1 1 1. You are now feeling completely relaxed and at peace, feeling the ecstasy working as tiny little shimmering waves flow down your face, your shoulders and lower back, your arms and your most private parts. You are now deeply relaxed in the heart area, feeling physically and mentally calm. And as we progress, you will feel, smell, and see in your mind's eye all the sensations of the journey. The ecstasy you took earlier is now kicking in. Eyes flickering slightly as you gaze around. Feeling warm. Relaxed. And at peace with everything around you. Stretching your arms and back. A warm feeling of tingly euphoria sweeps down your back. Your eyes flicker again, seeing white flashes. And as you close your eyes, millions of tiny white stars are flowing all around, making geometric patterns like a colorful firework display. You're inside the club now. It's really busy. And as you wander around, you notice your skin is feeling different. Like it's alive and tingling. And it feels so nice when you or your partner touch yourself. Looking around, you see that everyone is high and dancing to the music. Even in the bar area, where you're standing with your partner, girls are walking around topless and virtually naked. Some are wearing erotic costumes. Look at that girl walking along with her breasts exposed, small but shapely breasts, bouncing slightly, with long hard nipples. And she's wearing black hold-up stockings, with a tiny pink G-string, her bare bottom, quivering as she is being led along by her husband, holding a leather lead attached to her neck. Reaching down, you squeeze your bulging erection, still trapped in your tight leather shorts, and feel the strange waves of tingly pleasure sweeping up and down your body. Your cock is feeling so nice, twitching and so sensitive. And as you squeeze yourself again, an incredible feeling of euphoria rushes through your cock and balls. And each time you squeeze your bulge, it intensifies the feelings and makes you close your eyes, feeling the rush of tingly euphoria all over your face, arms and chest. Your partner is wearing a very short, black silky dress with a zip up the front. She's not wearing a bra, and the zip is pulled down quite low, showing her cleavage and beautiful sexy breasts that are almost exposed. Under her dress, she's wearing small black lacy knickers and black hold-up stockings. You've never felt so turned on as you stare at her, looking so incredibly sexy in her new outfit. Squeezing your hand, she's feeling the same euphoric sensations as you. Placing your hand around her waist, you pull her close, caressing her hips, then sliding your hand down onto her upper thigh, caressing her leg over her dress. You hear her moaning and squeezing your hand harder. So you slide your other hand up the back of her dress, cupping her soft, sexy bottom. She's also high and shivering at your electrifying touch. Waves of euphoria sweep over her, making her grab the bulge in your leather shorts. The sensation of her touch makes you want more, feeling 10 times more sensitive and enjoyable than ever before. She squeezes it again, and a rush of pleasure hits you again. You've never felt so turned on in your life, and your erection is bursting to be released. Her bottom feels out of this world, all soft and smooth as you slide your hand down the back of her knickers. She gasps in ecstasy as you rub her rather hole. She never lets you touch in normally, but tonight, she's feeling so unbelievably horny. Easing the tip of your finger into her anus, she lets out a little gasp and moans as she parts her legs slightly, squeezing your cock yet again. The feeling's incredible, making you finger her deeper. It's so tight, and she stares up at you in surprise at what she's letting you do. Kissing her gently on the forehead, you slide your other hand down between her legs at the front. She's already wet, and as you stroke her over her knickers, she lets out another long moan. Another wave of euphoria sweeps down your face and body. Easing your finger up the side of her knickers, you find she's already wet and sticky. And as you push your finger inside her, she nearly collapses in pleasure, trembling as the waves of ecstasy engulf her inner being. But you hold her up, still probing her most private place. The techno music is loud, and people are dancing all around you. Still inside her, you pull her zip down a little more with your other hand, cupping and caressing her bare breasts. Then teasing her by twisting and squeezing her hard nipples. It feels so different, like her skin is all smooth and alive. Her nipples are more sensitive, and seem longer. And as you continue fingering her, she moans and sighs as you descend down onto her mouth, kissing each other passionately, both oblivious to all the people standing and watching nearby, watching as you caress her without any inhibitions. Easing your zip down, she reaches in and pulls out your throbbing cock. But it feels so different. So sensitive and looks so big and hard. People are staring, but she doesn't care. Pulling and squeezing, then pushing her other hand in to fondle your balls. And as you finger her deeper, she moans into your mouth. The sensations you're experiencing are electric. Pushing her against the wall, you pull her front zip down even more, exposing her breasts for all to see. Caressing them lovingly. Breaking the kiss, she looks around. Everyone is still dancing and looking at her. But tonight she's like a different person. Like all her inhibitions have disappeared. And she's not shy anymore. Full of confidence and self-assured, and more turned on than ever before. As you caress her breasts, her nipples become so hard. Bending down, you take one in your mouth, sucking and rolling it around with your tongue. She's still holding and stroking your cock, squeezing and caressing your balls. The waves of ecstasy are incredible, making your face tingle, and your cock is alive and ultra sensitive, throbbing like never before. Pulling and stroking your cock, you push another finger inside her. She parts her legs so you can probe her deeper, moaning and sighing into your ear. You've never seen her like this before, so start frigging her faster, two fingers deep and fast. It doesn't take long. And then she comes, jerking and trembling with your fingers still inside her, squirting all over your hand for the very first time, having the most intense orgasm of her life. The warm liquid gushes through your fingers, soaking her knickers, and is streaming down her bare thighs and stockinged legs. Her legs give way and she nearly collapses, but you hold her up with your fingers still inside her against the wall. Eventually, she stops jerking and calms down, and easing your soaking wet hand out of her knickers, some of the people standing behind you start clapping, telling you it was a great show. The floor is all wet, and you're both still high and buzzing. And the euphoric feelings are so strong now, you're in another realm. Lights are flashing and you can hear the music, but your mind is jumping. Walking through the crowd while holding her hand, with her breasts and nipples exposed. She's lost all her inhibitions, even smiling at all the couples and many single guys, staring at her shapely breasts. And as you wander through the mass of near-naked people, all bopping away to the music, you notice a sexy 20-something girl with her husband. They're dancing and playing together, and a group of three single guys are surrounding them. And as you watch, the husband invites them to join in. All crowding around them, groping her bottom and breasts as he holds her hands, and kisses her on the mouth. He then steps back, as the guys move in. One starts kissing her neck as his hand slides down between her legs. Another starts fondling her sexy little breasts from behind, making her moan and close her eyes. The third guy, who was already stroking his exposed cock, moves her hand onto him as he explores her legs and bottom.
All of my most sensitive areas were in play.
You both stand and watch for a while.
Extremities pulsating, tingling sensation.
She's still holding your cock and you're still cupping her bottom, casually fingering her from behind. The girl's husband is standing next to you, stroking his own cock as he watches them all play with his wife. It's so erotic, you want to join in. Then stepping forward, he takes her other hand and places it on his cock. There are too many people crowding around them now, so you both walk away with her leading you along by your throbbing erection. It looks far bigger than normal. Reaching down, you caress her smooth bottom under her dress, trying to feel between her legs, but walking through the crowd makes it a little difficult. You notice some chairs against the wall, and a couple are getting up and walking away. You walk over and sit down. Next to you is a beautiful tall Asian girl with her husband. She looks naked, but then you realize she's wearing a tiny silver G-string. Her beautiful perk breasts with long nipples have tiny elastic bands keeping them erect. And every now and then, you feel her long sexy legs brushing against yours. And to your surprise, your partner has slid down on her knees between your legs, stroking and sucking your cock. You're so surprised as it's something she's never done before.
Pulsating, tingling sensation.
Sitting back with your legs wide open, the stunning Asian girl rubs her leg against yours again, as she stares down at your partner, licking and sucking your exposed cock. You're feeling so incredibly hot and horny as the euphoric waves continue, making you want to stroke the Asian girl's sexy long legs, but her husband is sitting next to her and also watching. Then you notice, she's also wanking her husband's cock. You feel like you're going to explode in her mouth as she starts caressing and squeezing your balls. But then she slows down and eases off, holding it tightly around the base with her small hand, watching it throb and jerk in anticipation. You want her to make you come so bad, but she's enjoying the moment, now staring at the Asian girl wanking her husband's very impressive cock. He's slightly bigger than you, and you can see they are also high on ecstasy, like most people in the club. Staring with wide eyes and sliding his hand down between his wife's legs, you hear her sigh as she parts them again, pressing her leg against yours. Watching him working his hand between her legs, your partner starts sucking your cock again. Reaching down, you ease her zip down, exposing her beautiful breasts and nipples. And as you start caressing them, he's staring at her with wide eyes. Suddenly you feel a hand on your leg. It's the Asian girl and she's stroking your thigh. Looking over at her husband, he's also staring at her hand, still between her legs and obviously fingering her. He nods at you, indicating that it's okay to touch. Placing a hand on her thigh, she lets out a little gasp and closes her eyes. Your partner is now watching you, as you stroke and caress the Asian girl's legs. The scene is so erotic and tense as the Asian girl moves her hand closer and closer to your cock. Suddenly your partner moves her hand away and lets the Asian girl take over, wanking you slowly as her husband eases his hand out from between her legs and nods again for you to take over. You can't believe that your partner is watching another girl play with your cock. And as you slide your hand down between the Asian girl's legs, she grabs your hand and pulls it into her pussy. She's already wet from her husband's fingering, and as you slip inside, she lets go of your hand and starts to come, jerking and trembling as her husband is wanking frantically, shooting his spunk all over her legs. Pulling your hand into her pussy again, you start fingering her even faster, sending her over the edge yet again. Her husband is fondling her breasts and tells you to do it harder, but she pushes your hand away as it's too sensitive and starts wanking you hard and fast. Your partner has her hand down her own knickers. She also can't believe what is happening, but the Asian girl tells her husband to help her. Reaching forward, he caresses your partner's breasts and slides down to the floor next to her. About to explode, you watch him reach down between her legs and slide his hand into her knickers. She takes over wanking his cock as he fingers her right in front of you. Both of you, watching each other being brought to orgasm by a stranger. And you're so worked up, watching him fingering your partner that you explode, ejaculating all over the Asian girl's hand. But more than that, the feeling of pleasure is far beyond anything you've ever experienced before. Your cock is pulsating, and jets of spunk are still spurting out like you cannot believe. That sets her off as well, kneeling on the floor in front of you with his hand inside her knickers, staring up at you with his big wide eyes as you're still fingering his wife. But your partner is going out of her mind. She's so turned on watching you with your hand between the Asian girl's legs. Easing out, you reach down to caress her breasts, kissing her passionately as the stranger fingers her deeply, twisting her nipples and making her moan and sigh in your mouth as he takes her over the edge, jerking and squirting all over his hand. She can't control herself as he makes her come like never before. A while later, you wander into the BDSM play area. And while watching a beautiful slim Indian girl being struck across her bottom with a black leather riding crop, the old guy lashing her occasionally stops, then reaches over to caress her tight red bottom, then slides his hand between her legs, groping and fingering as you watch her moan and squirm. Then you notice the Asian girl from before. She's standing in front of you in her high heels, and you're staring at her beautiful long legs and smooth bottom. Your partner is also looking, and because she's also still high and turned on, she tells you to touch her. You can't even believe what she said and feel like you're living in an alternative reality, because outside of the club, she'd never ever ask you to do anything like that. But tonight everything is different. Reaching down, you gently cup her bottom. The Asian girl turns her head to see who it is. But realizing it's you, she gives you a nervous smile and doesn't push you away. You have a good feel as she lets you continue, even parting her legs to allow you access to her most private parts. But her husband is also watching. smiling at you as you caress her bottom and feel between her legs. And because of your heightened state, you were unaware of him standing right next to you. He moves closer and has a wild look on his face. "Did she let you finger her?" he asks, still stroking his cock. Still buzzing and high, you just smile and nod as you walk away. The venue is packed and getting hard to walk around, but you see a sign saying couples room in the corner. Walking towards the curtained off area, a girl pulls the curtain open and you peer inside. It's too dark to see anything, but the girl tells you, it's couples only and no single guys allowed. You decide to go in and find yourself in a smallish room with benches and chairs around the edge, and large floor cushions all over the floor. It's quite dark and the only light is a small red bulb. But as your eyes adjust to the darkness, you realize that couples are making love everywhere. You see a small area where you can both sit down. So stepping over several couples playing together on the floor, you eventually sit down, but because of the darkness and the ecstasy affecting your vision, you are seeing all kinds of shapes and flashes in the darkness. A stunning girl gets up and walks totally naked across the room, which makes you and your partner start caressing each other again. It's like you can't get enough. Another young couple sit down next to you, watching as you play and indicating that they want to join in. Have fun.
Still waiting till the end of time.